Hi, dictation for Eric Washington, ERICWASHINGTON, date of service is 2/9/2026. The patient was last seen on 12/11/2025. He did not make it last month. Anyway, the patient reports, okay, so his date of birth is 12/3/1971, date of accident is 2/8/2025, date of service 2/9/2026. The patient reports that his headaches are continuing 7 to 10 and he has a neurology appointment for getting his EEG done and MRI of the brain, and he could not come due to the transportation problem in the last month. There's a lot of snow at that time. The patient allegedly has been involved in an automobile accident as a front seat passenger on the right side when he was T-boned on the driver's side, and the car hit a pole thereafter. The impact has caused him various pain syndromes. That includes neck, mid-back, lower back, right shoulder, numbness, tingling of all the fingers, and shooting pain to the right leg posteriorly. Currently, patient do not report any radiation of pain to the legs. Today, he reports his headaches around 7, and neck pain is 7, right shoulder pain is also 7, and lower back pain is 8. So overall, the pains are varying from 8 to 9, and ADLs are affected 9. The patient reports 50 to 60% improvement in the system, in the symptoms. Please give me the records for ADL for system review. Additional issues, substance abuse, and the compliance history. In the physical examination, the blood pressure is 141/110, pulse is 96, pulse ox is 99. Rest of the exam will come from previous visit of 12/11/2025. Dictation number is 12/13-018. His maps have been reviewed. Patient provided a physical therapy order for 1 time a week to the affected areas. Traction and massage has been ordered. Patient is released to light duty job 6 hours, 7 days, 5 pound lifting limit. Patient is provided with Celebrex 200 mg a day for anti-inflammatory effect, Flexeril 10 mg 2 times a day for muscle relaxation, Acifex 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection, Tylenol with codeine number 4 for pain relief, Elavil 50 mg at night for GAD disorder, sleep. Xanax is provided 0.5 mg for panic and bad dreams. Zoloft is ordered for anxiety and depression. Medigesic is ordered for headaches. And maps were reviewed and new labs have been ordered as of today. Patient is found to be in compliance. And he needs to continue seeing his specialist, which is the neurologist. He has been requested to do the neuropsych therapy as well as the counseling. His MRIs have been reviewed again. Patient has a lot of facet arthritis, especially joint involvement, and disc herniation of L4-5, bulging disc of L5-S1 and L2-3. Patient has had 4 epidural injections for the lumbar region. Facet joint injections are done 2 times. SI joint injections have been done 1 time. I'm sorry, 2 times. And the patient has reasonable relief. MRI for the shoulder is being ordered. I'm sorry, MRI for the shoulder is already here. And it shows just a general arthritis and absence of any issue with the rotator cuff. So no treatment is needed for it right now. Patient can also benefit from cervical epidural injections times two and repeat SI joint and facet joint injections. Thank you. A urine drug screen has been obtained as well for today. Thank you.